How's it going, Great A Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Great A kind of day. This is a breaking news edition of Great A Nation. On this installment, we're going to be talking about the suspicions surrounding Jeffrey Epstein's death. Many people are raising alarm, claiming that there might be foul play involved and that this is not a suicide. And one of those people is my guest, Jackson Jones. He is an author. He once wrote a work on the JFK assassination. He claimed that there were certain individuals in the United States government that were behind JFK's assassination. And he's here to talk with us about his thoughts regarding Jeffrey Epstein's death. Jackson, how are you?
Thank you, dear. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. And this is a situation where the Bilderbergs, the Freemasons, the Skull and Bone Society, they might come out the victor because they got what they wanted.
All right. Well, you seem to be coming out of the gate claiming that there are powerful secret forces behind this.
Yes, exactly. That is my proposal, because the powerful are concerned that Jeffrey Epstein, if he had the opportunity, would spill the beans and let the cat out of the bag and reveal all the people involved in sex trafficking and abuse of minors. So you have to think about these powerful groups saying to themselves, well, we have to get rid of this problem. How are we going to do it?
Okay, so how do you think these groups went about doing it?
Well, that's a very loaded question. You know, the FBI is investigating. But one question that we're going to have to ask is, you know, where's the body? Are we going to see the body? Are we going to be able to confirm that it's actually Jeffrey Epstein? Because for all we know, it could be a body double that was placed in Epstein's cell. And the guards allowed the body double to kill himself, or the guards actually, potentially, the correction officers actually killed the body double.
Wow, that's a pretty provocative claim.
Yes, but you have to understand, if the body double is dead and no one's able to confirm that the corpse is Epstein or not, Epstein could be running scot-free somewhere, anywhere.
So you're saying that Jeffrey Epstein might actually be alive, not actually be dead, that the whole point is to have him be, you know, scot-free and no one's paying attention. Everyone just thinks Jeffrey Epstein's dead, and they're not going to be questioning him, that he's pretty much free to do whatever he wants as long as he doesn't talk about the people in power.
Yes, that's right. You're a quick learner. That's exactly right, dear. That's exactly right. For all we know, he could be at SeaWorld. He could be drinking a chocolate Shamu shake. And he could be eating a funnel cake with the biggest crap-eating grin on his mouth.
Well, I mean, SeaWorld is a pretty a heavily trafficked place. You would think that he would be somewhere a bit more inconspicuous.
Well, I mean, that's certainly a possibility. I mean, he could be, you know, trying on Dora the Explorer panties at TJ Maxx, for all I know. What I'm saying is that Jeffrey Epstein could be anywhere, and we just don't know. without seeing his body. He could be, you know, he could be with Alan Dershowitz, and Alan and Jeffrey Epstein are just laughing their asses off, trying to find a way out of a funhouse maze, and they have deep-fried Butterfinger crumbs all over their clothes because they're messy eaters and they're having a good time trying to get out of that funhouse maze.
Well, that's a pretty elaborate scenario that you have there.
All I'm saying is that you have to be open to a lot of possibilities, okay? That's all I'm saying, dear.
All right, well, I think that as time progresses, we'll find out whether or not the body that was in the cell was actually Jeffrey Epstein's, and your hypothesis will be evaluated.
Oh, so you're saying that I could be wrong?
Well, I mean, that's certainly a possibility. I mean, you are making some pretty strong claims, but just because you're being provocative and you're feeding into the conspiracy mindset that people have that there's something strange afoot, that doesn't necessarily mean you're correct.
Oh, so, all right, okay. Well, think of this, dear. Kamala Harris could be using Jeffrey Epstein as slave labor. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein could be mowing Kamala Harris's lawn right now, washing her dishes, and she can be, you know, holding a knife to his throat saying, you know, if you say one word, you're actually dead. You're mine. I own you. And what are we going to do? You know, how are we going to know the truth about what happened to Jeffrey Epstein if he's being held captive by Kamala Harris?
Her name is Kamala Harris, and the insinuation that she is holding Jeffrey Epstein prisoner and using him to do chores around the house, that's pretty imaginative. Pretty imaginative.
So you're saying it's not a possibility?
Well, Mr. Jones, I think that what you have to understand is that in your world, I mean, practically anything is a possibility, but I operate under the principle of Occam's razor, what says that the simplest explanation is probably the most accurate and most useful one.
Oh, so you're just gonna toe the line and just think, oh yeah, Jeffrey Epstein hung himself.
Well, I mean, we have to wait for the investigation to conclude, but for now, I think that certainly a legitimate belief to have. I mean, what reason would I have to not think that?
Okay. I mean, so I guess you haven't been keeping track of the Clinton body count.
Well, I mean, so you're saying that Epstein's dead, or is he being kept alive?
All I'm saying is that maybe he's being kept alive so that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton do not go to jail. They hired a body double and they killed this poor, innocent, you know, stunt double. I mean, well, actually, it might not even be someone who looks like Jeffrey Epstein. It could be a Filipino lady boy with a wig, for all I know.
Okay, so we seem to be going off the deep end here. So I'll let people think for themselves, and we'll close on this. It's okay to be skeptical. So,
see, there, You look pretty foolish. See, just as foolish as your Epstein proposal.
What I wanted to say is it's okay to be skeptical.
Oh, you got it out right that time. You got it out that. You got it right, dear.
Okay, well, I mean, it's breaking news, and, you know, some of your claims, accusations, got me a little bit flustered. That's all right.
Oh, well, dear, you know, it's a sick world out there, and there are some pretty dangerous people, and you have to be careful.
I understand. Let everyone take a deep breath. Let's let the facts come in, and we will see whether or not Jackson Jones is correct in his proposal that there is something rotten afoot. Or it could be that Jeffrey Epstein just killed himself. And, you know, time will tell. Time will tell. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, dear.
No problem. And we thank you for checking in on this breaking news edition of Grady Nation. We'll see you next time. And hopefully we can provide an update on this Jeffrey Epstein situation.